Silent and brooding lay the ruins of an ancient port city on the shores of the underground sea. This is Shadow Sea, conquest of the underground world. The Order of Yosoth. This mysterious group is rumored to be the true power behind many kingdoms and governments, controlling the figurehead leaders through foul, esoteric means. Now that expeditions are being launched again to explore the underlands, the Order of Yosoth has begun a new quest for power. Dread warlocks of the Order have been studying artifacts recovered from the underlands during the first expeditions and have seen visions of the part they will play in the coming apocalypse. Sources have indicated that the Order has launched its own expeditions to claim more of these artifacts for their own nefarious agenda. The Order of Yosoth had long been whispered to have associations with blasphemous dark magic practiced by sorcerers and witches. The rumors of esoteric magic and association with demons were confirmed after the incident of 1683 at Dunkelheim, where an unspeakable horror was contained and banished only by the powers of mages of the Order. It was not clear if the Order was responsible for summoning what eventually destroyed the entire city block, but that their activities were not investigated by the governor is further evidence of their shadowy influence. For their new expeditions, the Order has procured a number of magnificent vessels and loaded them in the dark of night. The ships have begun boarding some of the most feared sorcerers, occult scientists, and demonologists reputed to wallow in the depths of things most vile. Some dock workers speak in hushed voices of loading crates that emanate sounds from no animal they have ever heard. Floppings and writhings that leave them white with fear. Others describe seeing lightning and hearing thunder when there are no clouds in sight, and glimpsing fantastic metal devices crackling with energy. Many of the occult scholars that are now part of the Order were once revered men of the pure scientific arts, or philosophers that studied the great works of mankind. Now, these lost souls have slipped into shadow, forever reviled as terrifying warlocks who can call forth demons from the netherworld and make the dead walk once again. Serving these corrupted sorcerers are an army of fanatical worshippers of profane demons of the infernal abyss. These fanatics often whip themselves into a ravenous fury, charging into battle like a pack of rabid animals, to fight madly until they are all but cut to pieces, a sight that chills the blood of sane men. The most ghastly servants of the Order, however, are their inhuman creations. Artificial constructs of flesh and bone. They are stitched together into a mockery of God's creations, reanimated with potions and chemical compounds, then given a final sacrilegious gift, the power of life, through ether-powered devices. The constructs are immune to pain and nearly unstoppable in battle, only succumbing after damage to their energy-giving ether crystals, or when their rotting heads are removed from their bodies. Until they are stopped, however, their very presence can cause panic to hardened troops, with good reason, as the constructs can tear men limb from limb. The leaders of the Order have names that many will not dare even whisper. Black warlocks and priests of fearsome power. Their specialties vary, as there are many schools of dark magic, but they are the most powerful of all mankind's spellcasters. Their use of ethereal magic has given them insight into the true nature of the void, but has come at a terrible cost. Their minds, as well as their bodies, have become corrupted so that they must remain cloaked to avoid revealing their true nature. It is said that the summoners of ethereal demons often become infused with the entities of the ether themselves, distorting their bodies into hideous demonic forms. This gives the summoners additional physical power, but completely obliterates their sanity. These sorcerers are then able to bind other ethereal beings, dire entities that are immune to most attacks, to the earthly plane of existence, to serve the Order in their quest for power.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/IndieInvasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at IndieInvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.